Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Yeah. At the club,
Club 1080. It's chicken. The hottest spot
north of Milwaukee. I think I gave the guy $20 for yanking me out.
I want him touching the thing.
You are?
Try peanut butter eggs.
Okay.
Finally, but not last.
The second it enters your throat, you're shocked.
That's right. Once again, gross.
Mike had to go there.
Offending kids.
Well, that's why there's a warning before the club starts.
Or Karens.
I know.
Or dads.
I'm sorry.
Calm down.
I love the fact that the people named Karen are actually upset about the whole Karen thing.
I would be too if I were named Karen.
Wouldn't you be if you were named Karen?
Hell yeah.
No, really?
Because then everyone assumes that you're a Karen.
That's right.
For heaven's sakes.
That's a thing. Then no, that's a thing.
Then don't be a Karen.
Well, they aren't. That's the whole point.
Their name is just Karen.
If you're upset because people use Karen and your name is Karen, that means you are indeed a Karen.
Oh,
you're doing
that
the
is
very
that
thing.
Not true.
You're
yes,
so
it
wrong.
Is.
God, that's wrong. You've never been more wrong.
Oh, I've been more wrong plenty of times.
Well, maybe so, but
what are
that's
you
wrong.
About?
I wonder.
That's 50% stupid.
Are guys who were named Chad, were they upset with the Chad Thunder Sea nickname that came out?
Wait, what? Chad
that's,
Thunder?
That's the full name. Yeah.
Thunder Sea?
Yeah.
You know.
Like Thunder Rock?
Yes.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
That's the. I don't feel like that's caught on like Karen. Karen is synonymous now with.
I don't know, dude. The Chad,
Chad
nickname
is,
was.
Well, just Chad
synonymous.
In general. Like, if you meet a Chad instantly, you're like, what? All right, Chad.
That's just many years old.
Sure. But again, I. Like, no one's going around and just randomly throwing things out. It's like, hey, is your name Karen? You must be a real wench. No one's doing that. Grow up. I should have called that old lady that yelled at me about touching her lawn. I should have called her a Karen. That's what I should have done.
Instead, you called her a KKK member.
No, I said go back to your Klan rally.
What's the difference?
It's not different.
Maybe she's not a member. Maybe she's just a visitor. I don't know. I feel like
trying
I should,
it out.
I feel like I should go back and just
here in the pinch.
Yeah,
7 day trial.
Dabbling around the corner. Exactly. She's not signing up for anything. It's a free trial.
Today at the KKK, we're offering 7 day trials for prospective members.
Are those meetings like? Are they meeting at like community centers or?
I'm kind of racist, but I don't really know if I can go this far.
Exactly.
Could I have a 7 day trial?
I was born and raised in Idaho, so I feel like I'm, predisposed to this, but I'm not certain.
But burning crosses seems wrong.
But hey, it feels so right. Like I said, is those like secret underground meetings, or can you just show up at one of those? I don't know how that works.
I think it's all online now.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about
it. Zoom meetings. Some of the big fiery cross like in their backyard. Like, damn it, Jim, I can't get the burning cross in the picture. Pan left, pan left.
Jim, you're breaking up. Okay. Now, you knew people would take advantage of the mask situation. I am surprised we're not reading more stories about, you know, petty thieves and stuff. Or yeah. Like, you know, like stick 'em ups.
It is weird going, I don't know if you've been into the bank yet when wearing the mask.
Right.
But it is.
Yeah. I went in with my sunglasses and mask on.
Oh, you might as well be the Unabomber.
I know. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I feel like I look like a suspect half the time anyways without the mask. I put the mask on and you're more than within your rights to assume I'm about to commit a crime.
So the kids are taking advantage of this mask wearing in the pandemic. They have discovered that when you throw on a mask, you can disguise yourself as an elderly. You can disguise yourself as an old.
Really?
And go buy liquor. So that's what the kids are doing.
Seriously? Some 12-year-olds wearing a mask? It's like, ah, yeah, I remember back in the day, back in my nom days, I'll go ahead and take this bottle of Old Harper here. Please, no questions asked.
Yeah, I don't know about 12, but this is from the New York Post. Gen Z has discovered that the prank is great for TikTok. I guess it's taken social media by storm. With videos of them, and like everyone, like a couple of them have walkers, or they throw a little gray in their hair, and they have, you know, they put on glasses and they just kind of walk all weird, and because you know the olds.
Yeah.
And then they have the mask on and they go in and buy booze.
Huh.
And they don't get carded.
See, I don't know. Like, I never get carded anymore. I'm assuming you don't either. Correct?
No.
No.
Look at me.
I am offended when someone asks to see my ID. I'm like, really? But then I understand. I'm like, yeah, you're just doing your job, whatever. But when we were going down for the 4th of July, I swung by the Walmart to pick up some adult beverages from my cooler, knowing they would not be provided down at the beach for me. And the lady carded me because I was doing the self-checkout. And she did card me. And she said that because of that, I didn't think about this until you said the story. She said that because of the mask thing, they're carding everybody, no matter what.
Oh, but they can't make you take down your mask.
No.
Right? Like if they say, could you take down your mask? You can say, I'm not comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
And be totally fine.
But they are making you produce ID.
ID.
Yeah. I was like, huh? And she goes, I'm sorry. She goes, and I don't know if it was because of this, but she said that there had been some people that had been that had been too laxed on it. And she said that they were cracking down, and everyone that buys booze at that Walmart now, and I'm assuming across all the Walmarts, you have to produce ID. And I was like, oh, all right. I just was a little surprised because I buy it at the Fred Meyer like self-checkout thing all the time. And you have to get the manager to come over and like, you know, press the button, right? They have to come over and approve it. But I've never been carded up until that point. And maybe that's why. I by the way, I think that's brilliant. Some like 18-year-old kid, some like spraying a little gray in your hair.
Yeah.
Maybe do a little wrinkle makeup.
That's really resourceful.
Putting the mask on and... You know, maybe,
like, if my kid did that, I wouldn't even be mad. I'm like, that's, no. You know what? You have a future.
Have you ever illegally purchased alcohol?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just had a fake ID.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
Back in college.
And you got it from just a buddy or something?
No, we did. You know, we had to do it the old-fashioned way. You know, my kid has one, or he had a couple. One got taken already, but he's got one left. And they are, you know, you can buy those for like $30 online, and there is no way anybody would know. Like, they are perfect.
Really?
I was telling him,
mirror
dude.
Mirror images in them or whatever?
Well, it depends on what state.
Yeah.
You know, not all the states have that. Washington is tougher. But you can just buy them online. You send them a picture and boom, they send you two and it's like $60 and it's golden.
Huh.
And I tell him, dude, you are living in the golden age of this. You have no idea what we used to do. We had to peel back. So we had the driver's license, right?
Yeah.
And then you would peel back the laminate and then razor cut out. Like, I was born in 1975, so I cut that out, or cut the 7 out probably, and replaced it with a 6, you know, like from a,
I don't know. Yourself 10 years older?
Or whatever. I don't remember what numbers we changed.
And
but
that worked, huh?
Well, yeah. Hmm. At like, if you glanced... If you look closely, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
But if you glanced, You could get away with it. I got away with it. Yeah.
You're walking into a dimly lit bar and the bouncer at the front is just like checking.
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
I was right in the middle again where I kind of was old school, new school. I had a friend who had a friend who made them, and they were legit. Like, there was only one thing on it that looked even slightly fake on mine. So I paid, I want to say, like $50 for it. And it was the old New York ID. So, and I went to college in New York. So people were like, well, that looks wrong. I was like, yeah, it's just the old version. And they're like, oh, yeah, duh, I had this once before.
Huh.
They let you in. Yeah. And it was bendy, too. Like, you know, how all the new ones are, not all of them, but a lot of the new ones have the bendy material to make it harder to replicate.
Yeah.
The person who made this replicated it. So
I'm guessing fake IDs are going to be much tougher.
Yeah,
over the next handful of years as states.
Yeah, when you look at like, and I don't know what Oregon's look like, but Washington's have the when you go to bars now or you get ID'd, they shine the light, and there's like a, I don't know what you call it. There's like a hologram.
Yeah, it's like the reflection comes back.
Yeah, like they just shine a light on it, and then like something. I don't know how you fake that. I'm sure you can, but I think it's a lot tougher. It's tougher now.
They don't fake Washington. They'll just use other states that have easier licenses to fake.
We also just went to the places we knew wouldn't ID you. There were a couple of those campus.
I think those are becoming harder and harder because people are cracking down.
Yeah, probably. There was one place at Syracuse that was, you know, kind of off the beaten path, but still on campus. And you knew if you went there, you'd get ID'd maybe one out of every 50 times.
Sure.
So you would just go there.
So everybody's doing the Real ID thing now, like the Real ID Act.
Yeah.
And ours are coming.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID's kind of screwed it up, but in Oregon,
the advanced license,
you can get them online.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, they said you can order them online now because of COVID.
And I don't think you're going to get people that are going to be willing to fake those for dumb kids. Is it you get right. busted making those? I'm assuming that's a big deal.
Yeah, what are the kids going to do?
Just do what I did, which was the greatest fake ID ever, and just steal your older brother's driver's license.
Yeah, but see, you got to look like him, though.
I did. I
didn't look like my brother. That was a real problem.
Yeah, the red hair. But when I shaved my head, in fact, I shaved my head like my senior year in high school specifically for that reason. Because with hair, I didn't look like John. But when you shave my head, striking resemblance to one John Sukanik, and that worked all the way through high school and well into college. My brother was pissed when he found out that stole my ID all those years. And the other good part was my best friend in high school, Todd Lucas, looked exactly like his brother Mark. And once he found out that mine worked, being John Sukanik, one Todd Lucas went and stole Mark Lucas's ID. And then John and Mark had a great time going about our various, civic duties out about as young whippersnappers. Mm. Mm-hmm. The guy at the Dancing Bear tried to take mine, though. Jerk.
You think you can just order him off Amazon eventually?
Rip it out of his hand. No, I don't think you can do that.
Who most looks like you? Oh, that looked like that guy. I'll take two of those.
Well, you could probably, like, if you were a kid, if you were smart, like, and you were, like, a pickpocket or whatever, just go stand on a busy street and find someone that kind of looks like you. It's like a Mel Gibson move in Payback. Just finds the guy that kind of looks like him and then steals his wallet. It's like, well, there's my new ID.
All right. Up next, audio. 619 on the Fan. All right, we've got a little audio, and then we regrettably have to discuss the automoblow.
Yeah.
This is from Chicago. Do you know that city?
Yeah. Great Sucka. City. I would say of the major, like, the third or fourth largest city in the U.S., I find that to be the most livable of the major cities in the United States.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you look at, like, San Francisco, L.A., New York. What do you want to throw in there? Like, Miami, Dallas. I'm thinking, like, top 10.
If you throw Dallas in there, I'll take Dallas. But Chicago's great. It's very Midwest. Midwest rugged.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a Midwest feel. I also don't mind LA at all. I know I'm in the minority.
See,
I could do LA.
For just an average dude, like, I mean, you're not making a bunch of money. I would want nothing to do with Los Angeles. So you got New York, the top 10. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Phoenix, Philly.
Phoenix. A lot of people down there.
Go figure, huh? I'm pro Chicago. My daughter went to school there. Been there many a times. I dig what Chicago's got going on. Great culture, great food.
Good mix of like downtown and neighborhoody.
Exactly.
And
plenty of sports, all the shows you could want.
Right on the water.
Yeah, it's great.
Too cold.
Yeah.
Feeling negative.
Winter.
So the mayor there, Lori Lightfoot, has come up with a plan to get people to fill out their census.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'll just play it for you, okay?
Yeah.
It's only about a minute. This was just the other day. This is real.
When I was a kid, I loved the Batman TV show. And when the city of Gotham had a real difficult challenge, one of the things that the mayor there did is he called out and he sent out the distress signal to Batman. So we are doing something similar for the census. And I'm happy to report I'm calling out the census cowboy.
And there's a guy riding on a horse.
If you see the census cowboy come into your neighborhood, that's not a good thing. That means you got to step up and do your part and make sure that you fill out the census. He's going to be going to the 10 communities across Chicago that have the lowest census response rate. And it's time to giddy up. Let's do this, Chicago. Let's make the census cowboy proud. Thank you very much, sir.
By the way, that's a drop. It's time to giddy up.
It is a real guy.
It's a guy. His name is Adam Hollingsworth. He's a 33-year-old former boxer, and he went viral a couple of months ago because he rode his horse into some anti-racism protests following the killing of George Floyd.
And so he became the census cowboy?
Well, he was actually dubbed the Dreadhead Cowboy.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
He's a black guy, yeah. And they're saying that... So she's going to pick the 10 worst communities that are not, you know, doing their census part. Yeah.
And they're just going to send him on a horse.
And they're going to send him in there to ride through there. And then I think the plan is you see him and then you go, oh, yeah, the census cowboy. And then he gives you a little stern talking to and then you go fill out the census.
God, government, right?
I know, right? That's their idea.
Someone sat around in a town hall meeting with the mayor.
Yeah.
And was like, how do we... figure out this problem.
Somebody brought that up and she was like, you know what?
This is a great idea.
I love it. I'm friends with Adam Hollingsworth. You want me to call him? Yes.
And why is the census cowboy wearing a tactical vest?
I don't know. He wears a vest and he has one of those laser scopers. Like
a rangefinder?
Yeah, like a rangefinder.
What is he rangefinding?
I don't know.
I'm looking at this thing. He's wearing
horse is good looking though.
He's wearing sweatpants, a Western shirt, I guess a cowboy hat, and then like it's a weird cowboy hat, and then he's got a tactical vest on and some Jordans.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, that's the census cowboy, man.
Where? Oh, and he's got leather bracers with some fringes. Boy, he's crossing all kinds of lines.
Do you think he's getting paid for that?
Why?
Like, are they paying him?
Of course. Why else would he do it?
I don't know, because he likes being famous for that?
You think he's just... Well, I mean, he did ride a horse into the middle...
Right.
Of a protest.
I mean, he's look at me guy for sure.
Sure. Now, I'm assuming, like, are these like the bad neighborhoods that are not filling out the...
I think her point is COVID has hit and people don't care about it anyway. And now it's just like, I guess their response rate is like 55%.
You really want to send a comical sort of cartoonish cowboy into the middle of a bad neighborhood in Chicago to... on a horse to tell people to fill out the census. I feel like this is just... I feel like this is a bad story waiting to happen. You know, I don't know if you...
He gets shot.
Well, Chicago does kind of... They kind of bang-bang a lot. You know, there's a lot of those.
Bang-bang.
Yeah, on any given weekend, there's a lot of that going on. A lot of people getting shot. And I'm just not so certain that you want to send the census cowboy into some of these neighborhoods and, you know...
So you're saying the census cowboy is a bad idea?
I think this is not...
What?
This is not going to end well. Something tells me there might be egg on someone's face when this is all said and done.
Quick viral video note. And then we'll talk about the automoblow.
Which is either the best or the worst idea to come out of 2020.
Ooh. Yeah.
And by the way, it's exactly what you think it is. I mean,
it's the worst.
It's, well, someone might
or
think
is
it's,
it?
Someone might think it's the best. You tired on that long drive?
Well, we'll get to that. But hey, did you see the, a lot of people have been forwarding this to us. Is that video of the bear with the nunchucks? Is that real?
It sure looks fake to me, but then there's other times when you watch it to the end, it seems like it's a real thing.
So people have been forwarding it, and thank you for doing that. I've just seen it
many times today sent my way.
It's called Nunchuck Bear. Yeah. It's a minute and 14 seconds, and it's just a bear who appears to be in a zoo, and they've given him nunchucks, you know, play around. And it looks like he's playing with them, but then at other times it looks like he's... That's got to be fake.
He's
actually nunchucking.
It looks fake, but then towards the end when the bear actually like kind of sits down, then you're like, oh, it looks like a real bear. It can't be real. It can't be. Now, the squirrel with the plague, that's real. A squirrel tested positive in, I think it was in Denver, for the plague. That's real. The nunchuck bear, that can't be
real. How do they know a squirrel has the plague?
Why did they think to test the squirrel for the plague?
That makes no sense.
You need more fake news?
Yeah, well, it makes no sense. You can't just put out a headline that says squirrel test positive for bubonic plague and not tell us what happened.
Well, he got the plague. I mean,
how did
what
they
happened.
Know that?
They tested him.
Why?
That's the question. I don't know.
Serious question. Out of the three of us, who actually read the article and didn't just look at the headline?
Oh, I haven't read it.
No, I haven't.
Because I haven't read it either. So it probably tells us in the article, but we just looked at the headline instead.
I literally saw that, and my response was, that's about right. That's...
Well, because there was already the story out of China that the bubonic plague was there, too, right?
Sure.
Another animal had it.
Well, clearly what this is the Chinese now have sent over plague-ridden squirrels, correct? I mean, we're blaming them for everything else.
No, it's the animal uprising.
Well, that too. Yeah, I'm reading through here. It's in Morrison, Colorado, by the way. Trying to think exactly why they tested it.
Do you know why this bear video came out? Because the animals want us to know that they can use nunchucks. And they're giving squirrels the bubonic plague.
Yeah, it doesn't say, by the way, the article I'm reading.
It doesn't say.
From ABC News doesn't say why they tested the squirrel. Although they've got a photo of the squirrel. I don't know if this is the squirrel with the plague.
No, that's a stock photo.
Or if it's just an adorable little squirrel. But
that photo of the squirrel with the plague would look, that thing would look terrible. Little bags under its little squirrel eyes.
It knows it's
coughing.
It knows its demise is coming.
I don't know. What's the plague like? What are the symptoms? Is that like COVID?
Death?
Bring out your dead. I don't know.
Yeah, I just read through an article here.
Fever and chills.
Because I can do two things at once.
Extreme weakness, abdominal pain and diarrhea. Bleeding from your mouth, nose, or rectum.
Whoa. Oh. That escalated quickly.
Or under your skin. Shock. And then, of course, this is where it comes with the black plague. We know that. And that's you get the gangrene. You get it starts in the extremities and moves up. That's why they call it the black plague. You get the...
Isn't that the same thing as the bubonic plague? It's the same thing, right?
Okay. Yeah, the bubonic plague is the official name for it. They call it the black plague because it comes with the dead extremities. And then, like, when you get bleeding underneath the skin, then you get the dark patches. So
I read about that today. You know, do you ever think about...
That's horrifying.
Do you ever think about other pandemics and what it must have been like? You know, like whether it be the Spanish flu, you go all the way back to like the Black Death and
that. Yeah, and you didn't know what exactly was going on. And
well imagine like
right
now. Are
you seeing some of the pictures spreading from the Spanish flu of people wearing masks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now, it's interesting because there are a lot of people that are like, you know, because they'll write about this. This is a pretty, you know, this is a big one.
Yeah.
Pandemic. And, kids in schools, maybe 150 years from now, will read about it and they'll think about it like we think about the Spanish flu.
Sure.
Which is like, oh, that must have been horrible and this and that. And there's a lot of people, while it is horrible and it sucks, there's a lot of people that really the only inconvenience is they've had to wear a mask. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there hasn't
like
been,
it's
there
there's
been
a lot
many.
Of people that are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go back in time and interview all these people that were in the the coronavirus pandemic. And I'll be talking to this guy and he'll be like, yeah, I golf a lot. You know, I just wear a mask and try to be careful, wash my hands. Other than that, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. is that true of the Spanish flu? Is that true? Because I was reading the Black Death.
Yeah.
And they were saying that they couldn't keep up with deaths back then. This was like 1400s or something. I don't remember exactly when it was.
Killed like a third of Europe.
They couldn't keep up with deaths to the point where bodies were piling on the streets.
Oh.
They were piling bodies on the streets, dude. That's what it was like.
Yeah, I'm looking here. They said...
We've come a long way.
As many in between Eurasia and North Africa, they're saying that maybe up to 200 million people.
Yeah,
and that was from 1347 to 1351.
You know, so imagine what that would must have been like. Like, you're walking down the...
Yeah, just bodies stacked up.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, in the 1300s, I feel like death was...
that was a normal thing back then?
Well, you know, like, maybe now, like, when you're walking around, you see, like, a beautiful flower or, like, a puppy or something. I feel like that was death in the 1300s. You're just walking down the street, and you're like, dead guy, dead girl, dead dog, dead cat, dead... now I'm dead, too. I just feel like death was a lot more a part of your life. Now, if you want something like recent, I always like, I read an article not too long ago on smallpox. And smallpox killed 300 million people in the 20th century alone.
And now it's nothing.
Yeah. But smallpox, I mean, that's something that, like, that's not from the 1300s. I mean, that's something fairly recently. Go read an article sometime about smallpox and what that was like.
Yeah.
Look at some of the photos of that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
See, things could be worse. I mean, the Rona's bad, but...
They definitely could be worse.
Not smallpox, not the plague.
All right, we got to go. Regrettable story to present to you next.
Oh, boy.
Here's Mike.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, thankfully, we only have a couple of minutes here, and then we can move on.
Yeah.
But we've got to tell you about the Automoblow.
Yeah. Is this even legal, by the way? Do we know?
Like, well, they had us. Okay,
so you're not allowed to text, right? You're not allowed to drink while you drive. But this is okay?
Well, this same company, I don't know the company's name, but they had a product a couple of years ago that they released called Automoblow.
Yeah.
And it's just a device.
Yeah.
That, you know, gives you what you need.
Let's call it a male aid.
If you're a man.
Yes.
In the car. For a long drive. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Or at home, whatever. I mean, it's just.
Well, it's the Automoblow.
Well, it's for a car.
Yeah, the Automoblow.
Because it's
was...
supposed to sit in your. So it's got a. Listen. Okay.
Please describe this in great detail for me.
It's like a cup. It goes into your cup holder, cup size, yeah. And then it has an extension arm that extends a device that you put over your schvance while you're driving.
Yeah, think about one of those lifts that gets...
And then it moves up and down.
Like, that gets,
obvious.
Like, handicapped.
Automatically?
Yeah.
Remember, like, the lifts that, like, in handicapped people at the pool, you sit in that seat and then it telescopes out over the water and then drops you in? Think about that, but for your manhood while you drive.
So now they've released something called the Automoblow.
Was there really a market for that?
Well, it was out there.
It's here.
It was the Automoblow. Now it's the Automoblow, and it is the same thing for a self-driving automobile. And the by the way, the scaffolding arm is adjustable, Mike, to accommodate men of all sizes.
Sure. You know, it's
because, you know.
We don't want to discriminate.
Yeah.
Discriminate against
worst
anybody.
Thing ever is you have to return that thing. Like, hey, this is too big.
By the way, I think that's one of those products that you can't return. I think once you break that seal, that's yours. For better or worse, that's yours. And by the way,
site says it's great for busy executives who don't have enough time to embait at home.
it's so inconspicuous as you haul that thing in and out of your ride.
See, I feel like you'd also be able to very easily see it through the window if you were, say, next to said person. If it's got an arm that's sticking up out of the cup holder, arching over to you and then going back down.
It's pretty low. You need to see some of the demonstrations.
Yeah.
It's pretty low. Think about this. You know how the whole thing about road.
Yeah. Road foot rubbing.
Yeah. you know, that can be going on and you wouldn't necessarily see it.
Every now
it's
and
the
then,
same
I
thing.
Feel like it's way easier to see than you're giving it credit for.
Look, my point is...
You can see into someone else's
I'm
car
sure
if you look
can,
into the driver's side
but most
window.
People that are doing this or
yeah,
most
but it's
people
low.
That have their lady in there, that's not an issue for you. You're just doing it anyways.
Oh, yeah, you don't care. Yeah. But it's not is that exactly front and center. I mean, you can...
Yeah.
You can get away with
it's
people
less
not seeing
it's less conspicuous than a butt sticking up in the air and someone's head in your lap.
Now, if you're... whoa. Now, if you're looking for it...
Sure.
Thank you for the explicit
you're
going to
see it.
Well, it's like if you see someone like in a Canyonero, like the big old SUV or like a trucker come by, he's going to see stuff. But, you know, if like a Ford Focus drives by you, you're probably okay. Or maybe you just give him a wink and a nod and a thumbs up. Like, yeah, this is going down. But I can't believe this is legal on the road. Like, I want to know what happens when the state trooper pulls you over and is like, sir, you were driving a little erratically. You had anything to drink? And you just start pointing down to your lap. No, sir, not a drop. Just, you know, can you get out of the car, sir? No, I can't. I'm, you know, a little busy right now. I don't think you want me out of the car.
From their press release, artificial intelligence, as it is used in self-driving cars and even in our male sex toy, frees humans from mundane tasks and allows us to spend more time in more productive ways or in leisure. As self-gratification is a popular leisure activity and controlling a car is not particularly enjoyable, it is self-evident that many men will choose to buy the automobile.
A hands-free experience all around. You got the car driving itself. You got the automobile going on. You know, you're playing words with friends. You're sending off some important emails.
So here's the next question. How much does it cost, you know?
I did not see that. No. I was disturbed by the guy on the video trying it out.
what would you pay for the automobile?
I'm going to say the automobile is, I'll go, $99.95.
$139.
Okay. Coming in right around that the sweet spot. $139. Again, I need an officer of the law listening to this program to let me know or let us know what
the legality of this.
That can't be legal, right? Like, isn't that the definition of distracted driving? The very definition of it.
Hey, both your hands are on the wheel, right?
That's someone's, right.
Someone saying, I see a marker for truck drivers.
It's like hands-free texting.
I suppose the Bluetooth technology has come full circle now.
All right. Well.
Said, no, officer, I was driving erotically.
I like that. Dad joke. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Six weight, 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, late breaking sports news. Tommy Tuberville just beat Jeff Sessions in the Republican primary in Alabama.
That Tommy Tuberville, former Auburn coach.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you guys?
Just
doing the show.
Yeah, we're talking about the automobile.
Oh, I heard part of it, and then Mike filled in the rest, and I had a question or two, and then I decided we.
No
questions. I don't know that I need the answers for that.
You don't.
Well, you do have a birthday coming up, John.
Well, I can only hope, right?
Yeah, just
you know, there is an app that goes along with it.
You keep your fingers
crossed.
You
need to change
John,
the settings,
and we'll see what happens. I'm always looking for gift ideas from
Dumbass.
You. And, you know, think I may have found a good one.
Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
That is the gift that keeps on giving.
Literally.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It never stops.
Well, I'm assuming eventually it runs out of power, but, you know, maybe it's got like a cigarette lighter, like a kind of port or something that you can plug it into.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys. I need you to either agree or rein in my fandom here a little bit. Now, the Mariners today... You know, the season's supposed to start next week, right?
Yes.
So, the Mariners, other teams have done this. This isn't new to the Mariners. But the Mariners today have done that thing where you can, for $30, you can send them in a picture of you and they will make a cardboard cutout of you, and they'll put it in a seat at the game during the game for you know, so they can look like there's fake fans, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and the little catch is, and again, other teams have done this, if a foul ball hits your cutout, they mail you the ball, like as if you got it.
That's the A's started this. Yeah. I know that pains you, but, you know, this isn't original.
No, and I said that, and I'm not willing to give the A's credit because I hate them, but I know other teams have done this.
Like the A's.
First.
So when I read this, like, my initial reaction was I couldn't get my wallet out fast enough. Yeah. I was going to send the Mariners $30. I was going to do it, and I thought if I got a foul ball that way, that'd be super cool. But over the course of the afternoon, I started to kind of realize, one, I'll never see this thing unless I'm right behind home plate where the camera is, and there's no way they're just putting a random fan there. Then I'll never see it. I won't even really know if they did it. And having never caught a foul ball in my life, it's on my bucket list, I think it would take away from the experience to just get one in the mail saying, hey, this hit you in the face on a cardboard cutout one game. Here's the ball.
Two thoughts. So, one, I think you should do it. Oh, so go ahead. Go ahead. Finish what you're
reading. I'm throwing this out to you guys, and I'm interested in your opinion because, again, I was super on board. And then over the course of the afternoon, I was kind of like, yeah.
Okay. My opinion is you should do it. First reason is that is on brand for you. That's like, 100%. That is so you.
This is
you're
you.
Like the biggest Mariner guy ever.
This is the most John thing
yes.
in existence.
Like, yes. I would be disappointed if this was a thing for the Mariners at whatever stupid stadium. What do they call that now?
The pink.
It's called Safeco Field.
You know, if they did this and I learned that you weren't a part of it, I would be thoroughly disappointed in you. And then the next thing is they've got to have a mechanism where once you send, you know, once they make it, they show you where they're placing it so that you can at least watch if, like, the camera follows a foul ball towards it, or you can try to see it if the camera ever pans to that area. I mean, I can't imagine they just don't show it to you and then you just randomly get a foul ball in the mail just because yours got hit one night and you didn't see it.
Maybe Root Sports will do like a fan of the night every game.
Well, I thought that about. I figured they might do a lot of panning the fake crowd so that you could try to see if you can see yourself. But I don't know. So
definitely do it.
What do you think? Where are you on this?
Well, first off, I think it's ridiculous that you give them any money whatsoever. They're a terrible influence in your life. I feel like you'd be better off if you never watched another Mariner game again. God knows how much money you've wasted on that team. All that being said, I don't know why you're bringing this up, because we know that you are going to do it 100%. It is the most you thing ever. So stop fighting the current, John, and just get on board, because you know you're going to do it.
Even though your answers were pretty much the same, I realized again here that I should just ask Isaac these questions, not you.
You should what?
Just ask you these questions instead of my brother.
Yeah.
Because you at least were gentle. Yeah. My brother had...
He never is. It's why we're a good pair.
John, you've got a problem, and I'm trying to help you address it. But until you admit that you have a problem, it's never going to get better.
John, put your face in the cardboard cutout.
Yeah, do it.
So, big suit, can I borrow $30?
For that, yes. For your birthday, I will get you the auto blow and this.
Automoblow, please.
Yeah, the automoblow.
I'd rather have the cardboard. What if the automoblow came with the cardboard cutout?
That's disturbing.
A free automoblow?
Yeah, what? With every cardboard purchase.
All right, we got to go. Okay. We got to go.
All right, see you guys.
All right, bye. Do it. God, why would he not?
Yeah, that's 100% him.
All right, we're out of here. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan Guy.
Red chips of Spain.
The second it enters your throat, you're shocked.
That's right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.